Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hi, and welcome to this week's episode of TED Talks. I am joined by the beautiful Gwen, who Hi. Is my bestie. We've been friends now for how long? Like
2006, 2007.
Oh my god, that's like 10 years.
Yeah, because I graduated in 05, it's probably about 2007.
I always feel like it's been like a 4-year friendship, because it's like nearly 10 years, so a pretty long time.
Maybe it must be 10 years this year.
Yeah, and we started off working together many moons ago, and have just basically not got rid of each other since. So,
still going strong.
We are indeed. So today we're going to be talking about what it's like to be friends with a mum. So this is one of the first episodes in the Mum Becomes Her series. It's something that I feel really passionately about because I really do feel as though all of my fucking friends are mums, except for me. Oddly, I am the one of their friends with zero desire to be a mum. So I'm always like the sidekick. Just to demonstrate that point, I'm sat at Gwen's kitchen table. She has some kind of teat apparatus on in preparation for baby number two, and I sat with a beaker of rosé. Sympathetic
to blow this cupcake.
strong game going on here.
God.
So
nipple device.
I'm very intrigued by this, but yeah, we'll discuss that. Unfortunately for me, I naturally have big nipples, so this would not be an issue for me if it came to breastfeeding.
Yeah, I don't, so I have to suck them out in order to help the baby to latch on.
I mean,
living the dream.
What kind of conversation does that even come up in?
Like, some people I tell, they're like, oh, and they get really embarrassed, they don't want to hear about the rest of it. Whereas I know someone like you would be like, you need to tell me more about the device.
Well, I'm intrigued. Scarily, with the nipple device that you have on, your nips are actually just the same size as mine normally. Don't know what that says about my large teeth. Yeah.
Like Rachel Green ones and Friends.
Yes. I feel like I have a very protruding nip. And we actually have the same sports bra on today.
Yes, it is, yeah.
Gap. I feel like they're really good. Just in case you have strong nipple game like I do naturally, the Gap sports bra is very, very good for smushing that down so you don't
get... there's a pad that you can take in and out as well.
I have to take mine out because I hate it when they fold.
Yes.
So
same as bikinis.
You feel the pain. So, baby number two's on its way.
Yep. Got 17 more weeks.
Which,
to
the rest of us human beings, is like... How many
40
weeks?
Weeks is full term.
Okay.
But I'm having the baby at 39 weeks.
Because this time it's a C-section.
Yeah.
Which I think you're very excited about. Well, excited is probably strong use of the word there.
Well, I didn't have a very good experience with the natural vaginal birth. So
vaginal birth, I'm loving your description.
Throwing money at the situation and having it cut out.
If in doubt, pay someone to fix
Get
it.
Get the credit card out.
These are basically real words that Gwen lives by the way. If in doubt, get the credit card out.
So
yeah,
everything.
I mean, in this instance, I'm very excited because I can be prepared for it.
Yeah, I feel more in control because I'll know the exact date the baby's coming, almost like down to the hour. And then, yeah, sometimes when you have a natural birth, there's complications, but with this, it's just, there's obviously it's just still going under the knife, so that complication. But apart from that, if it goes smoothly, out really quickly, stitched up, bish bash bosh.
I'd say you definitely seem like you're well in control as well. I mean, not that you weren't in control last time, but as I guess you say, it was more the bliss of not knowing what to expect.
Yes, I was blissfully unaware. But now I feel the shits and giggles and the highs and lows, but I feel like I can deal with it better because I know how bad it can get, and so I know what I can do to change it.
I mean, I definitely feel way more in control this time round. Like, it was a lot to deal with the first time round.
Oh, God.
Because that just hit me out of nowhere.
Yep.
And I feel like I lost my bestie. That year of not drinking was rough, man. It was rough.
Yeah, and I think that actually, because I was thinking about the impact it has on me, I probably forgot, I didn't forget completely, but didn't pay less attention to how much it impacts my friends that don't have kids, because essentially you are losing a friend for a little bit.
I feel like I did.
Yeah.
Lucky for us.
It's pants for you too.
I think that's quite a selfish viewpoint that I have when one of my really close friends gets pregnant. But because they all seem to be doing it, I've now gotten used to it, and yeah. I have like different ways of coping with it. And I think with us it's slightly different because like nothing would change fundamentally, but it's just so hard when obviously you're so used to be like, should we just go and grab a quick drink after work? Like, we can't do that anymore.
Yeah.
And obviously now you live in Yummy Mummy Town, which is bloody miles away from me.
It's the end of London.
Beautiful as it is, though. Absolutely beautiful. I just feel like we're entering like another stage of our lives.
Yep, another chapter.
I was having this conversation with a friend of mine who's about 10 years older than us. So she's in her like early 40s. And she found it so weird that all my friends are prego or with sprog.
Why?
Because she thinks it's really young.
Well, I suppose in today's society, I had been quite early, actually.
But I feel like you're not...
It's not ridiculously early.
No, not at all. No. But I'm excited to have number two because I feel like it's going to be like a unit.
And also, I'm done then. Like, you'll know that is it. Because after the first one, you're thinking, well, she's going to have another one at some point, but like, I'm done now.
Yeah, so I need to cheers to that, doing it very closely together.
Yeah, I'm going to go through it again.
Plus, I feel like, I mean, so last year, me and Gwen went on, I think, quite literally the best holiday I've ever been on in my whole entire life.
Oh, my God, yeah.
It's basically like Gwen is the husband I never had. And I basically have got myself through this pregnancy by letting myself know that once baby number two gets to what Benji's age is now, so like two and a half, we have got the time of our lives to look forward to again.
Yeah, I'm definitely going back there.
And it'll be easier as well. I think when you have your second child, they've got each other to play with.
Yeah, definitely.
This is good.
I need to have something to look forward to as well, because that kept me going, and then it kept me going for a while after as well. So we need something
like that to look forward to.
Because it was absolute paradise.
So when you were with baby number one and sort of those couple of years, let's say at first, we weren't that first year. I wouldn't say our friendship drifted, but we were just in different stages of our lives. So like, looking back, which is something that I am really conscious of this time around, it must have been really hard. Like, who did you have to talk to about it? Because I didn't want to fucking hear about it.
Well, that was a tricky thing. I was the first of all my friends to have a kid, so I couldn't even talk to my existing friends about how pants it was. Because although they'd listen, at the same time, they don't really want to know, and they're never going to understand. So I had to talk to my new mum friends, and then...
How's that working out for you, Gwen?
Yeah, it's like everyone was really nice. Everyone's nice. There's no bitches or anything, but there's just like you get like Mother Earth type mums, which I don't get along with.
Oh, you're they're like, not
my
for
body
us.
Is a temple type.
No, my body is a temple, and it's like a vineyard.
It's just not gonna happen. And then you get so I was dying to meet someone that would be happy just to have like a baby in one arm and then a bottle of wine in the other. Like, that's what I needed. Well, eventually I found those types of mums, but until I did, I really struggled. Yeah,
like whenever I watch Catastrophe. I always think of you, because I always think, I really want Gwen to meet her. Like, that is Gwen's spirit animal.
If I could meet you, exactly. Like, I've met people close, but no one as funny as her.
She's so fucking funny. Brilliant. She's absolutely hilarious.
I know. So yeah, it was hard, but eventually I found three or four gems amongst the disasters that are around here.
Also, today on the way over here, I was thinking that there could come a point in our lives where this very exciting thruple, where I actually end up having to come on your family holidays because I will be single and alone, and free childcare, that I will just be hanging out with these kids quite a lot. So get excited, Teb.
You could actually benefit from all of this, couldn't you? Some free holidays and we'll just hire you.
That's a really bloody good idea. Let's
bring Teb along.
She'll watch the kids.
Yeah.
But they just need to be like old enough to be able to not drown and sort of feed themselves. That's my limit. Yes. Like, when they're still pooping and needing to be fed, I want nothing to
do
with
it. You don't have to do anything, basically. You just have to...
Yeah. Entertain them.
Keep them alive.
Yeah. A couple of glasses of Chardonnay. I'll be happy as Larry.
That's the fun bit. This whole baby shenanigan thing is not me. When I pictured having children, I pictured having sort of young teenagers.
Really?
And you're a little bit younger than that. And you're teaching them. You're actually nurturing. You're teaching them about stuff. But the whole kind of... parasite stage where they're just feeding off of you and like crying and pooing and all that. It's just
See, that's really interesting because I am most terrified of like tweens and teenagers. I feel like I really enjoy the like Ben, like 5 year olds, they're cute
because they from about that age, it's okay. And
this is your second baby you're pregnant with now.
Yep,
describe to me what it feels like to be pregnant. Like physically feels like.
For me it just feels like I have about I'm carrying a bag of rocks at the front of my body, and then like, I don't like the idea of. But I dislike it. It's just a bit of a weird feeling that something's growing inside of me.
Did you see that Facebook clip the other day of a woman? She must be ready to pop. And there's a baby moving inside her, and it literally looks like something from Alien.
Oh,
like you can see his head, yeah, his legs. Happen. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, that does happen.
Like, I can
just see like a limb go move across.
It's terrifying.
Yeah.
But obviously, that's the beauty of having an actual human being inside you.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes it's quite sweet if it's not if you're having like you're not quite so tired and you do feel kind of like you're bonding with the baby, but. I think because my pregnancies are so horrendous, and I'm always so nauseous and really tired, and I'm not like an earth mum. I like miss alcohol, and for me, it's just a means to an end. Like I just want to get it over and done with. So I don't try. I don't even try and enjoy it because I literally can't see what's enjoyable about it. I haven't been left with loads of stretch marks or anything, so luckily I haven't had that. And I've not had any complicated pregnancies in terms of like medical, apart from the nausea, but it's just. It's uncomfortable, so it's tiring, you have to have maternity clothes, you can't wear your normal clothes, you can't drink.
See,
the boobs get bigger, they get sore, and then towards the end they start leaking, so you have to wear nursing bras with like sanitary pad things stuck in them. And
but the baby must make it all worthwhile, surely.
Yeah, it is nice in the end. It's worth it. We're not like straight away. I didn't think, everything's completely worth it. It's not, because you've still got a battle. Still got a battle away like a few weeks after as well. So you probably don't get to actually start to feel normal again until about 4 weeks after.
Oh, really?
So 9 months of pregnancy and then about 4 weeks. And then.
Well, what happens in those 4 weeks?
Well, everything hurts.
Or like down below, the vag situation.
Yeah, vag situation. And
does that just shrink back on its own? Like how?
Yeah, so you have like dissolvable stitches. Although some people have stitches that are taking out.
Oh, because they've got to sew you up.
So you either tear or you get cut open.
Oh.
And then they sew you up. And then I lost loads of blood, so I had to have a blood double transfusion. Sometimes the stitches get infected.
FML.
Yeah, and then the milk comes through, and I woke up and I had like double F boobs.
Stop it.
Overnight.
I do remember your tits being fucking massive.
They were massive. And then they
but
start
for
to
a long
leak.
Time.
It's like uncontrollable, so they start leaking the milk, because the milk got nowhere to go, so it just comes out spontaneously. And if a baby starts crying, it's not your baby, they'll start. The milk will start coming out. Yeah, it's awful.
It's really remarkable, though, I think, how the female body is just designed to procreate.
And you bounce back really quickly, a lot quicker than you think. At first, it's horrendous. It's like a car crash down there. But then. Very quickly you get back.
And did you have like wait a long time before you had sex again?
Yeah, probably 4 months. Quite long.
Oh,
and even
so
then
long.
It was like the
bloody
first
hell,
time.
It's been more than 4 months since I've had sex.
Maybe it was a bit longer, I can't remember. I felt like a virgin again. terrified.
Really?
Like, be careful. Don't go in too hard. And then it doesn't hurt, but it's, yeah, teleconversion. It's weird. It's a horrible feeling.
And what was it like for your husband? Because I imagine, like, I mean, I'm your friend and I don't try and have sex with you, but when obviously all you want to do is have sex with somebody and you can't because you're trying to be respectful.
I don't think he was really that particularly turned on by me anyway. Because most of the time I had... Chris, I had, like, leaking boobs and...
Hi, leaking, honey.
Yeah, exactly. Or a leaking fanny. And it's also, like, he probably... I didn't feel attractive either.
Oh, my God.
I'd given my body up to the baby.
Leaking fanny.
Exactly. I'd given my body to my child at that point. It's the last thing I wanted to do. I had a child attached to me the whole day, all over my boobs. The last thing I wanted is, like, a man as well.
Yeah.
Like, I just want my body back. There's too many people trying to touch my boobs, touch my body. Like, just I just want to be left... When the baby's finally asleep, the last thing I want to do is have sex. And it's not just me, like, loads of mums feel that way.
God, you don't even think about it, do you?
No.
It must be really hard to turn yourself on and off like that. Like,
yeah.
Switching modes.
Yeah.
Because ultimately, your body is your body. And I think even... God, that's so anti-feminist of me. But even I would forget that. Like, I'd just think, well, of course you need to have sex with your husband. Like, yeah. Put your baby away, but... it's when do you get your body for yourself or just
that's,
like,
well, that's
to
one
breathe.
Of the reasons why I didn't like breastfeeding. Like, I can see the benefits for it, definitely, of course, but that's one of the reasons why I didn't like it, is because I just wanted my body back. Like, I'd given it up for 9 months pregnant, then you've got to breastfeed, and I'm just like, for the love of God, like, I just need this to be for me only.
Is that why you've really got into your fitness after your first baby? Because
yeah.
I'm pretty sure that you had never been in a gym when I first met you.
I've never had. If I had, it was just like walking on the treadmill. Yeah. Wasn't doing
I mean, to be fair, you were always a runner.
Yeah.
I remember you always running.
No, I did it for many reasons. One was to get out of the house so that I had, like, structure and point of the day. And then, yeah, it's good for the, what was it, your serotonin levels, the exercise. But also just because, yeah, I wanted to kind of get my finger back to how it, or closer to how it was.
And do you find, I guess, like, getting into a new routine, like, because obviously, like, we're all at work and stuff, and so our hours of talking to you, like, I know, remember when you first had your baby, like, we didn't really talk on the phone that much anymore, because just the timings just weren't working out for us. And despite the fact...
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
You're the one with kids. I go to bed at 9 o'clock every night, so do not disturb. I turn my phone onto sleep mode at 9:30 every day. Why are you trying to text me now?
But I think that's because I think I go to bed later because I don't have any me time during the day. It's always me and the baby. And so when it gets to, like, 9 o'clock, I need a couple of hours of me time.
Yeah, like, you're ready to decompress, whereas I'm like, uh-uh.
Whereas you've had that me time all day,
yeah.
So you're, like, ready to go to bed early.
Yeah,
so
totally.
That's probably what it is. Like, I need those golden 2 hours of peace in the evening when he's in bed. I just never have any time on my own.
So looking forward to when they're like big and you can really enjoy them. And, yeah.
When the youngest one's 4 and the eldest is 7, that's when it'll probably, well, 3 and 6, that's when it'll start to feel a bit under control.
If you had to do it all over again, would you?
No, this is it, I'm done. I can't do it anymore, girls. Pregnancies are awful. I miss alcohol too much. I miss just having a life. It's not that I don't have... everything's under control now. I do... Because my first goes to nursery twice a week, so I do have time, but it's just... This is not enough. I didn't go to university to change nappies and talk about them, and I knew this is not fulfilling enough. No way.
Because I think that's one of the biggest things that has always turned me off making that decision to want to go and have kids.
Mm.
I want to interrupt my life. Mm. I mean, I'd definitely say I'm one of those women that's particularly ambitious and definitely career over anything else.
Yeah.
So I feel like I need to have a really good sort of reason to want to interrupt that. And I want more women to be more honest about their experiences so that I can make a more educated decision.
Well, that's why I think it might possibly be harder for someone like you, because I think you are more career driven than I am anyway, than I ever was. I had the start of a career, maybe really early days before I decided to have my first, but it wasn't really much of a career. So I wasn't like leaving this really amazing, high flying, well paid job. That's when it's harder.
Yeah, like now I feel like if I get off this train,
yeah, that's a lot harder.
And I feel like for the first time in my life, I've been broody, which is a start, because I mean, there was nothing there before. There's like a pulse in those ovaries now. And there's no man in my life at the moment, so I can't envisage that. But I also am not completely, you know, blindsided to think that I would turn a blind eye to that and completely ignore that that's a possibility, because I think anything can happen.
Yeah.
But I am always seeking out the truth in what it's actually like. And I think a lot of women our age sort of paint a picture. And I don't know if it's because of Instagram or fucking Facebook, which I actually had to come off for 6 months because I was fed up of seeing people's ugly babies. No one wants to see your child smitten.
And they're fake lies and make it look like it's all amazing.
Exactly. Mm. When the reality is, like, it's fucking hard.
Hardest thing I've ever had to do.
I mean, I think that's why I'm really excited to share this with everyone, because you're really honest about that. Like, this is the hardest thing you've ever had to do. And don't get me wrong, it's not going to be the hardest thing that everybody will experience. That's not going to be everybody's experience of pregnancy.
Yeah.
But I want to know that it's not all, like, joy and blissful sunshines. And as soon as you hold that baby in their arms, everything, like, melts away.
No, that's a pack of lies. that never happened. Like, it wasn't immediate. I never looked at them and thought, my children do come first, but I also want to put myself first too. And I accepted the fact that temporarily I had to come second. But as soon as I got that opportunity to come first again, I took it. Because I just can't, it's not enough. And it's very, very rewarding being a mother, and I really, really enjoy it, but it's not enough. I have too much going for myself. Life's too interesting. I'm too young to just, this is it.
But I feel like we need to make it, as women, and particularly this is real onus on myself, like, I need to make it easier for young mums. I need to make it easier for people like you. And that's not just our dynamic as friends. I mean, like, at work, like, when someone goes off on maternity leave, I'm like, yes, I'm getting promoted. She's not coming
that's
back.
True.
Because I know I'm going to go into that job and I'm going to fucking kill it.
Yeah.
They're not going to want to take her back.
Yeah.
Because she's going to be running in and out with her, picking up for violin lessons, childcare this.
Yeah,
and I will go above and beyond to make sure that I become the most important party there.
Yeah, you can benefit from it, definitely.
And that's so unsisterly. And I recognise that in myself. But I think a lot of, you know, childless women or... That's the wrong way to say it. A lot of women who have chosen career over anything else will recognise that in themselves.
Yeah.
And I feel like as women, we should be doing more to support each other. Like, I am putting this out here for everyone to listen to. Not just because it's a great summer's day. So that's one thing I as a friend of lots of young mums, one thing I'm really strong on and I think I really hold my ground with, but I used to feel really guilty about, is drinking in front of my pregnant friends.
Why?
Because, I mean, you're fine with it, but yeah. I used to feel as though my friends would make me feel guilty if I went out for dinner with them, or like today, it's my day off, so I want to start drinking at 12 o'clock. That's
you
what I like to do. I know that now, but when I was younger, I used to really struggle with it.
Right.
And I used to feel like I'd have my one glass of Prosecco at dinner and be done. Whereas now I think, that was your fucking choice. Sorry.
But exactly.
No. Wine for one.
Have me.
I think what I love most about the fact that you have children is that they are American.
Yeah.
We haven't really discussed this.
Yeah, they are. I thought about that.
Have they got American passports?
No, they don't get a green. Oh, no, actually, well, I don't think they get a green card. I don't really know. I haven't really thought about it. I don't need.
He's trying to keep them as British as possible.
Yeah. It's actually easier to have a British passport in America anyway, because you can get into more countries.
Yeah,
so the flip side too.
Plus, with the whole Trump thing now, I don't know how much that really works in your favour.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
If it's the other way around, then yeah, I'd get a British passport, but he doesn't need an American one. It doesn't give him any, doesn't gain
benefits.
Any extra access, no, to other countries. But yeah, going back to the whole women having kids thing, I had this conversation with my husband the other day, and he kind of really annoyed me, because he said, I get that some women, you know, don't want to have kids. But he basically, what he was saying at the end of the day was that women owe it to the population of the world to have children. We should be reproducing.
Wow.
Like that's what we're,
like, it's our,
he doesn't mean that, he doesn't say that's our main purpose.
No, but we
but
are
we
the ones
be.
With the parts to procreate.
Yeah, we're the only one that could do it, so we're owing it to people to do it. If we don't, we're selfish. It's basically what,
yeah,
saying.
No, I mean, to a certain extent I think I agree with him, because I feel selfish.
It's quite a brave thing to say.
It is a brave thing to say, but I don't think it's wrong. It's not right. And it's probably not fair. That's the best way to say it. It's not fair that that's what it feels like. But I do feel pretty selfish in that I, you know, for me, I've always thought if I want to have kids, what I want to leave behind is, you know, a really successful business, or do some really incredible charitable work that can continue to perpetuate years, hopefully decades after I'm gone. Like, I'm very much connected. Like, the projects I work on are my babies, so that's what I've always wanted. And the relationships I've had with, well, my long-term relationship with my partner, and the relationship I would seek to have if I ever met another guy who would actually want to marry me.
One day, girls.
One day. You know, that's what I'd be proud to leave behind. I've never really felt like I wanted to fulfill myself by having children. I feel like women define themselves by being a mother. And
oh God.
I know, and I think it's, and that is absolutely no discredit to what is, I think, one of the hardest jobs in the world. Which is one of the reasons why I don't want to do it.
Yeah. Like, no, I agree. I wouldn't define myself as a mother. Everything else comes, people explain, if I have to describe myself, it's, I'll say I'm a mum, but it's not like my main purpose in life. Firstly, I think it's a bit of a waste. I have a friend, an NCT friend, who she's just had a second child, and she's given up her job, and she's had a really good job, and she's like, I'm done, and I'm never going to go back to work, even when the kids are old enough. She's
but why?
Done.
Why was that?
Only
because she's
32.
But is that because she's like married to a really rich guy?
Well, yeah,
or
financially she doesn't need to, but also because she's very traditional. She feels that the mum should be at home, even when the kids are and teenagers and they don't need to have a mum at home.
See, that's where
she
I have a problem with
be.
It. Because
for me, I think that's a waste.
I do too.
Absolute waste of brains, intelligence, of just like a life in a way.
Like, but I completely support you wanting to stay at home if you can afford it, because don't get me wrong, I'd fucking love a break, you know?
Yeah.
And I can say that without children. So the reality of me saying that is, when you're a mum and you stay at home, there's no fucking break, because
not when they're young, but when they're teenagers, it's odd to me that you'd want to not go back to work. But, you know, that's how some people are. Then equally, I find it a little bit, probably selfish is the wrong word, but my elder sister is 38. They're never going to have kids. They've chosen not to. They prefer to go snowboarding and skiing and hiking and stuff over children. And I said to her, you might look back in 20 years' time and just think, that's it. There's nothing after me. What have I left behind? Because she has a career, but there's nothing like leaving left behind in terms of physical. And so you might regret that. And she's like, yeah, I know, that's the risk I'm worth running to take.
Yeah. I'm prepared to take.
And I think that's a bit sad.
Do you? Because I completely respect that. I completely respect her for being aware of the fact that she's not necessarily going to be leaving behind some huge legacy. If she does change her mind at 45 years old and decides she wants to have kids, she may not be able to. Yeah. But she's made that decision consciously, and even better with her partner.
Yeah.
And that's the decision they've chosen to make. I really respect
that. Yeah, I mean, I don't judge her for it at all.
No, there's no judgment.
She has so much more freedom and everything. But I do worry that someone like her is going to look back and when she's still 45 and can't have children, just think, oh, maybe I should have done.
But I always feel like more so with children than any other sort of decisions that you look back on your life on, why do we have this connection or this... It's almost like a traditional desire that or traditional belief that we feel like we have to procreate to leave something behind. Why do we have that in society? Because even you are like a... You've got your shit together, Gwen. Like, you're done. You could turn around tomorrow and say, I'm done. I've got my beautiful house. I've got another baby on the way, gorgeous husband who absolutely adores you and is actually gorgeous too. Like, you've got the whole package.
Yeah.
And you could turn around tomorrow and be like, I'm done. But you make a conscious decision to want to put out more in the world and do more. But I would say, like, we're pretty lucky. We're pretty privileged human beings to be in that position.
Yep.
She may not be in such a privileged position, or there may be other women who are not in such a privileged position. So when it comes to making that decision, they have to have like a hard stop around it. Okay, so what would you say, what would be your words of advice to somebody like me or any young sort of woman who's thinking about deciding whether to have a baby? What would your biggest pearl of knowledge or biggest piece of advice be?
Just make sure, be prepared to give everything up temporarily.
Okay.
Everything gets put on hold.
For the baby?
Temporarily.
Okay.
Yeah. So, career, social life, alcohol.
I love that this is really important to us.
It really is. I miss it so much.
It's not long now, girls. Not long now.
I think I underestimated how much I had to not get myself be first. I really struggled with that. Just suddenly you go from being in a career with loads of people every day and freedom, and then suddenly you're just at home on your own with a baby. It's really hard. Some people take to it like a fish to water. I obviously didn't, so I felt like that would be my biggest warning.
But I think it's really important to note, because I think we always hear about those women who sort of love being at home with their kids, love not having to go to work anymore, and it's nice to hear the other side.
I like not going to work. I liked it that I... Because essentially, when you're a stay-at-home mum, you are your own boss. Well, sometimes you're being dictated to by a child, and it's frustrating. You can decide, well, I don't want to go there, so I'm not going to go there. Like, you're not having to be somewhere at certain hours of the day and being told what to do and sit in boring meetings and stuff. So I don't miss that side of it. But I do miss, like, you know, the banter and talk about other stuff.
Yeah, the social interaction.
Yeah.
So that's a good piece of advice. Like, it's almost like be prepared for the change in sort of your social circumstances.
But it is only temporary. That's the thing. Like, I had to keep reminding myself, although when you're in the thick of it, it's hard to think that, but it's just temporary. Although sometimes it feels like a lifetime.
But a child is not just for Christmas. It's for
everyone. Yeah, but they're not... Obviously, as they get older, they get less and less needy.
Yeah, true. Which is good.
It's not... Something absolutely not having on the bottom is the absolute end of the world. Like, your whole thing's going to change forever. But yeah, temporarily, you've got to give up a lot.
So just to wrap up with you then, I've got a few rapid fire questions.
Okay.
So if you could pick the sex of your child, what would you pick, boy or girl?
Girl.
Would you rather go back to work within 6 weeks or stay at home for 6 years?
Stay at home for 6 years.
Really?
Yeah.
That surprises me. Okay. Yeah. In three words, how would you describe pregnancy? Like, what's it been like for you in three words?
Shite. Tiring, but also magical.
Nice.
No doses that came at the end of the list. Like, better throw a positive one in there.
As long as the magic fucking happens, do you know what I mean? And then lastly, in one word, how would you sum up being a mum?
In one word?
Yeah. So what is your mum become, sir?
Christ. Difficult in one word.
Go on.
Life-changing, even though it's a hyphen.
Thanks for listening, guys. I look forward to being in your ears again in the next fortnight. Bye.
Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.